It's Friday, May 17th, 2024, and here's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A missing man from rural Chautauqua has been found dead. Volunteers are working on the Ice Age Trail near Hemlock Creek this week. Where's the beef? Cattle shortages are expected the next 2 years, and Republican State Convention is in Appleton this weekend. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. The Chautauqua area man reported missing this week has been found dead. The Russ County Sheriff's Department said the body of 61-year-old Scott Link was found by a kayaker on Thursday. Police say foul play is not suspected. There was no information on the nature of his death. Link's family reported him missing on Monday. Investigators said it appeared he had left his Rusk Township residence last week, late Friday or early Saturday. Sheriff's departments, fire departments, the DNR, and State Patrol conducted searches of the ground, air, and water. Work is underway on improving the Ice Age Trail. AJ Hockery with a story.
This week, over 100 volunteers from the Ice Age Trail Alliance will be making improvements to the Ice Age National Scenic Trail. Although some volunteers have been working since last week, the project officially began on Wednesday and is due to wrap up on Sunday. The trail's Hemlock Creek segment near the Murphy Flowage is the focus of this project. Melissa Pyrick with the Ice Age Trail Alliance talks about the work being done and how help comes from far and wide.
This segment is, instead of really building new trail, we are working on improving the existing trail, and we are building and replacing, actually, a bunch of boardwalks that are up there. Volunteers come from all across the state, and some come for just a half a day. Some will come for the entire project, so they camp.
Those interested in volunteering for future Ice Age Trail projects can find more information at iceagetrail.org. I'm AJ Hockery.
Supplies of beef, cattle, and beef could keep shrinking for another 2 years. Amargonski has a field report.
Cattle and beef supplies are getting smaller this year and will really start to tighten up in 2025. USDA Outlook Chairman Mark Jekanowski expects about a 5% decline from this year.
We're forecasting beef production down by almost 1.5 billion pounds, reflecting the fact that cattle inventories are going to, they're tightening up and they're going to continue to tighten, and there's just going to be fewer cattle available to market moving into next calendar year.
Producers have been at a herd contraction mode, not holding as many heifers for breeding, but instead selling those animals for what have been very good prices. We'll see even higher prices next year, averaging about 2.5% higher. It could be 2027 before cattle producers begin to rebuild the beef herd. I'm Amber Gonski.
Wisconsin Republicans are meeting for their state party convention this weekend in Appleton. Party Chair Brian Schimming says Wisconsin will once again be the focus of national attention.
It's not hyperbole to say that Wisconsin might decide everything. You've got a presidential race that's within a couple of points here in Wisconsin. You have a U.S. Senate race that on most polls, not all of them, but most polls, also within a couple of points. You've got a couple of congressional seats that will certainly be competitive.
Schimming says Republicans here are united behind former President Donald Trump, who this week agreed to debates with President Joe Biden. Vice President Kamala Harris was back in Wisconsin on Thursday. Bob Haig tells us more.
It was Harris's fourth trip to Wisconsin so far this year, and during a half-hour discussion with comedian D.L. Hewley before an audience in Milwaukee, Harris touted Biden administration efforts to help people of color deal with debt, particularly student loans and medical bills. The White House billed Harris's Milwaukee stop as part of her Economic Opportunity Tour. It's also part of an outreach by the administration to black voters, amid polls showing slipping support for Biden compared to levels in 2020 when he beat Donald Trump in Wisconsin. A spokesman for the Republican National Committee called Harris's appearance a dog and pony show and said Biden's economic policies are hurting Wisconsin families. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday.